Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Hey there, magnificent minds of tomorrow. Welcome back to the Dissertation in 90 Days podcast. I'm your enthusiastic guide on this thrilling academic journey, and today, oh boy, we have a treat for you. You know that feeling when you're about to jump off the diving board for the first time? That mix of anxiety, excitement, and the little voice saying, "What have I gotten myself into?" Well, today, we're turning that high dive of a PhD defense presentation into a fun splash in the kiddie pool. Just picture it, you standing tall, maybe in those smart glasses you always wanted an excuse to wear, facing the panel, your research, your hard work, all leading to this one moment. And instead of sweaty palms and shaky legs, you're exuding confidence from every pore, every cell, and even from that rebellious hair strand that never stays in place. Achieving that might sound as complex as explaining why cats are afraid of cucumbers, but trust me, with the right preparation, even the most perplexing mysteries can be unraveled. You've already climbed so many mountains on this PhD journey, and this defense, it's just another hill, albeit a rather significant one. But remember, every mountain climber started with a single step on a tiny hill. Today we'll give you the hiking boots, the map, and even that energy snack for the journey. Ready to conquer your Everest? Let's jump right in. All right, let's dig into our first gem for today, the importance of presentation skills. Ever heard the phrase, "It's not what you say, but how you say it"? Well, in the academic world, it's a bit of both. Like the wise folks say, direction, not intention, determines your destination. So, if your heart is set on nailing that PhD defense, let's not just aim. Let's set a clear and actionable direction. Let's put it in perspective. Imagine holding a key to a treasure chest, but not knowing how to use it. Your research, no matter how groundbreaking, is that key. If you can't unlock its value through effective communication, well, the treasure remains locked away. And who wants that? Speaking of which, I once met this incredibly brilliant researcher during a conference in Cambridge, Dr. Jane. She had insights that could quite literally change the trajectory of her field. But when she took the stage, it was, how do I put it, like trying to tune into a radio station and catching only bits and pieces amidst a lot of static. But here's the kicker. Dr. Jane didn't stay in that radio static zone. She realized the power of presentation skills, took courses, practiced relentlessly, and guess what? Today, she's a sought-after speaker in her domain. The key takeaway? Skills can be learned and improved. It's never too late. Now, I want you to engage with me here. Think back. Remember a presentation or lecture you truly remembered, one that really stuck with you. Got it? Now ask yourself, what made it stick? Was it the content, the delivery, or a bit of both? As you ponder on that, remember, the aim is not just to inform, but to make an impact. And that's where mastering your presentation skills come into play. All right, thinkers and tinkerers, let's pave the road to a memorable presentation. Think of building a house. You wouldn't start with the roof, would you? Likewise, any compelling presentation needs a rock-solid foundation. So shall we lay some bricks? First and foremost, remember, content is king or queen or whatever monarchy you prefer. Point is, your slides shouldn't read like a Tolstoy novel. Keep them concise, punchy, and focused on the key points. The panel might be smart, but no one wants to squint their eyes to read that teeny tiny text. Now, speaking of eyes, let's talk visuals. Humans, for the most part, are visual creatures. A well-placed graph, an illustrative chart, or a compelling image can convey what words sometimes can't. It's the old picture is worth a thousand words wisdom. So, trim that text and let your visuals do the heavy lifting. Next, let's chat about narrative structure. Think of your favorite movie. It likely had a beginning, middle, and end, right? Similarly, every presentation should tell a story. Start by introducing the menacing dragon, I mean the problem. Then take your audience on a quest through your methodology. And finally, the climax, your findings and their earth-shattering implications. Make your audience the hero of your story and let them journey with you. All right, time to roll up those sleeves. Let's get a tad practical, shall we? Think about the first line of your presentation. This is your once upon a time. It should be compelling, intriguing, something that hooks your audience from the very start. So take a moment and draft a potential opening line. Got it? Hold on to it, refine it, and let it be the torch that lights up your presentation path. Remember, every great tale had humble beginnings, and your presentation, it could be the next great epic waiting to unfold. Okay, scholars, let's dive into something we all know exists, but often forget to harness, the subtle yet potent power of body language and voice. Ever thought about how you can say so much without uttering a single word? Let's unpack that. Let's start with the power of posture. Remember the superheroes from your favorite comics or movies? They always seem to stand tall, chest out, exuding confidence. And while we aren't suggesting you don a cape for your presentation, adopting a confident posture goes a long way. It not only impacts how the audience perceives you, but also boosts your own confidence. So roll those shoulders back, stand tall, and avoid any closed body language like crossing your arms defensively. Now let's talk about eyes, the windows to the soul. Engaging in eye contact isn't about having a staring contest with every member of the committee. It's about building a connection, a silent rapport. Sweep your gaze across the room, acknowledge each individual, make them feel seen and involved in your narrative. Voice modulation, my friends, is the unsung hero of a great presentation. Your voice is like an instrument and you're the maestro. Stress those vital points, let your excitement show in your pitch, and use pauses like an artist uses negative space, effectively and purposefully. A well-timed pause can emphasize a point more powerfully than shouting from the mountaintops. All right, time for a bit of homework, and trust me, this one's fun. I want you to record a one-minute snippet of your presentation. Just a phone camera will do. Watch it back. How's the posture? Are the eyes darting around like a deer in headlights, or are they confidently engaging? And how's that voice? Is it monotone, or is it an orchestra of emphasis and emotion? Make a note and adjust as needed. Remember, it's not just about what you're saying, but how you're saying it. Your body, your voice, they're tools in your presentation toolkit. Time to use them to their fullest potential. All right, future doctors of philosophy, we're at the segment that can feel like a surprise pop quiz, the question and answer session. This, my friends, is where the rubber meets the road, where your meticulous preparation meets the wild card of unexpected questions. First things first, stay calm, take a deep breath, channel your inner Zen master, and remember, it's okay not to know everything. The academic world would be pretty boring if we had all the answers, right? So, if you're stumped, acknowledge it gracefully. Getting defensive? That's a big no-no. It's like wearing socks with sandals at a fashion show. Just doesn't fit. Next up, engage. Think of the question and answer less like an interrogation and more like an engaging conversation over a cup of coffee. If someone poses a tough question, don't just fire back a quick answer. Reflect. Maybe even turn the question around subtly to draw them into a conversation. It shows you value their perspective and can think on your feet. Time for a little John Maxwell-inspired engagement. Anticipation is half the battle. So, grab a pen and paper or open up your digital note-taking tool of choice and jot down potential questions you think your panel might toss your way. Got them? Now practice your responses. Not memorized, rehearsed-to-death answers, but flexible, adaptable frameworks that allow you to pivot based on the exact nature of the question. All right, here comes the fun part. It's role-playing time. Grab a colleague, a mentor, or even your unsuspecting roommate. Have them play the role of the panel member, firing unexpected questions at you. Think of it as a friendly game of academic dodgeball. It's a safe space to stumble, regroup, and refine. Remember, the question and answer isn't about catching you out. It's about delving deeper, exploring nuances, and showcasing your expertise. And with a little practice, you'll be fielding those questions like a seasoned pro in no time. Well, scholars and aspiring PhDs, as all good things come to an end, so is our journey today. We're about to land this academic plane, but before we touch down, I've got a few golden nuggets to toss your way. You might want to catch these. First up, rehearse, but don't overdo it. Sure, familiarity breeds confidence. Knowing your material inside and out, absolutely essential, but over-rehearsing? well, that can turn you from a passionate researcher into a monotone robot. And let's be real, nobody wants to engage with a robot unless it's making coffee. Next, remember that feedback is worth its weight in gold. Before the grandee day, present your findings to peers, mentors, or even your cat. They're great listeners, by the way. Gather feedback, adjust, refine. It's like polishing a diamond. Each feedback session gets you closer to that dazzling shine. Mindset, my friends, is crucial. Think of your brain as a garden. What you water and nurture grows. Envision success. Visualize that triumphant moment when you've nailed your defense. You've put in the work. You've burnt the midnight oil. Now it's time to trust the process. Believe in yourself and the value of your research. Lastly, always, always remember this. Your research, your insights, they have value. They contribute to the vast tapestry of knowledge. Your role? It's not just to contribute, but to illuminate, to make sure others see the value in your piece of the puzzle. So take a deep breath, gear up, and as you step onto that stage or into that conference room, know that you've got what it takes. Your research story is worth telling, and I, for one, can't wait to hear it. Well, dear listeners, that's a wrap for today's enlightening episode. Always remember, in the wise words reminiscent of John Maxwell, growth inside fuels growth outside. Cultivate those presentation skills internally and externally. You'll radiate confidence and poise during your defense. And hey, if you're looking for a concise roadmap, I've got just the thing. Check out the playbook titled How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who's not just talking the talk, but walking the walk, having completed not one but two dissertations in 6 months. Get your hands on this game changer at writerser.com/playbook. Trust me, it's a must read. Until we meet again, keep researching, keep growing, and always remember, your voice and research matter. Signing off for now. Take care.